This is Kent Clothier. If you are looking to improve your life, improve your business, and just get it all together, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Time Is Now podcast.
And we are back. What's happening, brother?
Dude, I tell you what, Kent, I'm like exhausted seeing everything that you're doing for all the people that are watching right now, man. You have been hustling because one thing that I feel like people maybe don't appreciate is how hard you have to work to get all of these amazing people into one place to serve your community. So I just first off wanted to start off by saying thank you for having me. And I'm sure you're exhausted, but this has been fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm burning the candle at both ends, but I can tell you I have never been more excited about the opportunities that are out there and the opportunity to share with people, right, and get them focused on opportunity versus obstacles and kind of get them out of, you know, a lot of people right now, quite frankly, it's very easy to fall into that victim mentality where they're just focused on news or hearsay or, you know, just got the wrong influences in their life. So to have an opportunity to provide an outlet with really good people like yourself, you know, it's my honor. So I'll stay up all night, 24/7 to do that, brother.
Yeah, I know you would, man. And you know what? This is a cool opportunity for me, guys, to be able to serve Kent, because many of you might not know, and some of you guys might be joining us and have no idea who Kent is. I'm in San Diego right now, so you guys where I'm at, and I don't live too far away from Kent, but I've had the opportunity to have met him about, I don't know, how long ago was it?
I might even have been about a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was probably less than a year ago, and we met through Lo Silva, and since then, Kent and I have been very, very intentional to at least once a month to go on a hike together, so I've really gotten to know the person that he is, which is so much cooler than the entrepreneur that you are. So I definitely wanted to mention to all the people that are joining us that maybe don't know the type of person that you are. Everywhere that I go with Kent, and then I want to get into what I want to share with you guys. Everywhere that I go with Kent, everybody says the same thing and they use different words to say it, but they always bestow so much honor on you for the reasons that I feel like matter most, and that's for integrity and for honor. So you are an extraordinarily honorable man. So I am just, I'm thankful to be able to be here to serve your people. And the thing, as you were talking, Kent, earlier about kind of like the scary time that we're in, you know, with this virus and then with business, but also with a lot of that fear brings a lot of opportunity. But if we wear everything that the media is giving us right now, you know, by way of like prospects and how they're instilling and planting fear in everybody, it's going to be really hard for people to take action. And so what I want to challenge everybody that's listening to this right now, I hope your most major takeaway can be from the time that I get to spend with you, is really just challenging you to take inventory in your life. And you guys might not know that much about me. You know, my title is Super Bowl champion, but I'm also a father. I've been married for 13 years, almost 14. I've got 5 kids. No, I'm not Mormon, but I do crush a lot.
Oh my God.
But you like that, huh? I need to use that in my next talk.
Seriously.
Yeah, dude, I have a lot of kids. I don't golf. I don't really have any hobbies aside from building relationships. And I know that sounds kind of like super cheesy, but at the end of the day, like, that's why I'm on here with Kent. And, you know, I think Kent could probably confirm for me that, like, I'm almost an annoying friend to the point of, like, always checking in on people. But I've decided, instead of, you know, for example, chasing a white ball around a course with two people, you know, once a month, I would rather, you know, take that little bit, those 3 or 4 hours and invest it into shooting text messages or shooting text message video of myself breathing life into somebody right now. And so I kind of digress from inventory, and I want to bring it back to that, Kent, because right now I believe what we put into our bodies, what we put into our minds, and what we speak has more weight now than what it's ever had. Like, when else, Kent, do you think you ever could have gotten this many people? And I don't even know how many people are signed on right here, but I'm sure you've had thousands and thousands of people benefit from the hard work that you're putting together. It's easier now, I think you would agree, to be able to get people together for something like this than it has ever been in the history of marketing and the history of business, because God has slowed the freaking world down. And the people that are taking bold action to serve, not to sell, to serve, are the people that are going to be accelerated in an unexplainable way when the economy seems to be going this way. But the people with integrity, the people with honor, the people that are looking for a solution to offer to people versus a way that they can monetize on other people's misfortune, those are the people that are going to win. And so when Kent asked me to come and speak, and what would I say to people, and what would I share with people, and what is my heart, and what is the pulse of my family and my businesses right now, dude, I'm trying to serve, like, in the most major way. And Kent and I were talking, like, no more than a month ago about where the economy is going. And we all had, like, great prospects for what we're doing for our portfolio in 2020. Guess what? None of that stuff matters anymore. Like, who are you able to impact when they are most desperate? Because eventually we're going to come out of here, and the people that you serve in your businesses right now will be lifetime customers for you because you were there when they needed you most.
Brother, I could not have said that any better if I tried. Steve, you know, you kind of threw some praise my way. Let me just, before I'm going to come to you in just a second. I want to make sure that I give you the opportunity to really kind of introduce yourself, because you're an amazing guy. But before, you know, before we talk about being a Super Bowl champion, before we talk about, you know, how important your fitness is and how you inspired so many people and how important your family is and everything, I really just want to say that, you know, I have a handful of friends that I've known for a long time that on a regular basis, they reach out to me, right? And versus me reaching out to them, and they always are checking in on me. They know I pour a lot of stuff into a lot of people, and that, you know, and you are, dude, for as small a time period as we've known each other, like I said, you know, right out a year or so, and the simple fact that everything you just said is true, that literally probably every couple of weeks I'm getting a voice, you know, one of the video text messages from you that inevitably always hits me at the right time. Dude, I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. I'm watching you. I love what you're doing. Tell your family I said hello. Dude, you are such a giving person, and I just want you to know that is not lost on me at all. And it means the world to me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I received that. And here's the deal. That's not easy. You know, and I know that you know that's not easy because I'm with you, dude. I'm one of your friends. I know how much you value relationships. But really, maybe this is something to challenge people that are out there right now, because I think when we all go to bed at night, like, yes, we're all optimistic. Like, yeah, dude, this is a state of emergency for everybody else. It's a freaking state of opportunity for us. However, when you go to bed at night and you're praying prayers, it's scary, man. Like, this is a scary time, and we're all looking for, like, a blessing out there, like a sign, like a text message, like an email, like a notification to get onto, you know, something that somebody's building like this that is just a massive serve to people. We're all looking for that blessing. And I believe in my life, the more that I can decide that I get to be that blessing to people, the more that I feel like God is supernaturally refueling me, because you don't know this about me, Kent, and I'll share something, like, maybe a little bit vulnerable. But at the end of the day, dude, like, I do encourage a lot of people, and I am a giver. But I think in a strange way, that's because I'm given what I want people to give me the most. And that's typically how it is in relationships, is words of affirmation are so important to me. Like, yes, quality time is important to me. You know, physical touch is important to me. And I'm really speaking to, like, the love languages, but that doesn't count just for just your marriage. Love languages are, like, that's for relationships in general. And so I'll bring this point back to, it requires effort. And I believe the reason I give out as much encouragement as generously as what I do is I believe that initially it started with me wanting that in return. So I thought, if I encourage and speak praise on other people, I'll get it back. And that was a selfish thing at first, but what it ended up turning into is I ended up becoming a team captain on every freaking team that I was ever on, Kent. You know, since I was a little boy. And so I was giving out what I desperately wanted for myself. I had amazing parents. I had an amazing dad, but he wasn't the type of dad that like patted you on the back and said, "You're a good boy. I'm so proud of you. Daddy loves you." He was, you know, more of the Midwest kind of hardcore dad, and he was sweet. He loved me and everything, but he didn't give me those words of affirmation. And so through that kind of like trauma as a kid, I guess you could call it, not that I'm complaining, but I'm choosing to find positive in it because it molded me into like a maniacal encourager because I wanted to get that back. And then as I grow into a man and I see all of the fruit of encouragement that people, not because I'm the best player on the New York Giants or the New York Jets or the New Orleans Saints, do people vote me as a team captain? Dude, I'm a punter, Kent. I'm like a hair more important than the janitor. You know what I mean? In regards to like the importance of whether or not the team wins. And the reason I kind of like self-deprecatingly share that, Kent, is I didn't have that much value to winning the game on the scoreboard, but because my teammates felt like I was the type of person that deserved the honor of representing the team as their mouthpiece and their encourager, it was almost kind of like, dude, this guy is like one step above having pom-poms. He's that encouraging. I've just decided to recognize that fruit of man, like other people will elevate me if I have a heart to just elevate them. And so I'm not sharing that to promote myself and I'm going to receive that honor that you gave me. But really the thing that I want to challenge everybody to do that's at home right now, we have time. And not everybody just like every 3 weeks will just think of somebody and be like, you know what? I haven't messaged Kent in a while. You know, God put him on my heart. I'm going to message him right now. I don't know why, but I'm just going to message him. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. But the point that I want to make from a strategy standpoint, if you're the type of person, and most of us are, that just get so ridiculously focused on, let me create this event to serve these thousands of people like you, Kent, you're like me. So if you're not just going to remember to message somebody because you haven't built up that muscle memory, set reminders in your phone. And on Monday, set a reminder to message 5. And if you want to get crazy and really build some relationships and bless some people, send 10 messages on Monday. And you know what that's going to do in your life? If you send 10 messages every Monday, that's going to give you 40 people that you're blessing every single month. And guess what? It is a guarantee that you're going to bless those people because those are people that you otherwise would not send a message to of encouragement, speaking life into their dream, speaking encouragement into their struggle, and letting them know that you love them, you support them, you see them, and you hear them. Like, that's it. If that's the only thing you remember from this phone call, set a reminder on your phone and text message a video of yourself telling that person the gifts that you see in them and why you appreciate them. And watch how your life and your relationships will explode. Your business will explode. Your marriage will explode because all of those people that you're blessing are going to want to bless you. It's kind of like going to Amazon, Kent, and ordering a bunch of packages and then forgetting that you ordered them. And then 5 days later, you get like 6 packages one day, you get 2 the next day, and you get 1 the next day. You're literally rigging the game of life for blessings to come back into your life because you're sending them out with zero expectation. That's the deal. Like, that is the key. If you can send these messages out and you can send love and encouragement and positivity out to people with zero expectation, when that Amazon package of happiness and blessing comes back to your life when you're not expecting it, guess what? You're freaking winning, cuz.
Baby, I love that. Steve, whatever here, Super Bowl champ. What is it? Our Walter Payton Award winner. You know what? Let's talk about that because last time we were together, you told me that. I actually didn't realize that. That in and of itself is every bit as impressive to me as the Super Bowl, if not more, quite frankly, yeah. Because that's a huge honor in the NFL.
Yeah, man. Thank you. So what Ken is referring to, so I played in the NFL for 10 years. my first three seasons were with the New Orleans Saints. My next year was with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was the Kansas City Chiefs for two games, the Jets for 2 years, the Giants for 5 years. I won a Super Bowl with the Giants in 2011, beating the Patriots in Super Bowl 42. Kind of a cool, humble brag for me.
Seriously, dude, I'd be saying it all day long.
Well, I'm not done yet, Ken. Please don't interrupt me. one of my humble brags is I have a Super Bowl record for most punts inside the 10-yard line, which is like, at the end of the day, dude, it's like the coolest thing a punter can do. It's not that cool. But so I did that. And then from there, retired. I took some jobs, some media jobs, because I kind of felt like that's where God was calling me to. It's kind of the natural evolution of, you know, a New York athlete slash champion type thing. And I just felt really unfulfilled. My wife's dream was to live in San Diego. And I said, let's do it. We moved out here, doing my entrepreneurial thing for about 2 years. Then God sent Kent into my life and SEMA. And dude, it's just been really cool how, I don't want to say like things are falling into place, because I'm definitely working my butt off. But from an intentionality standpoint, Ken, I've never been more intentional than what I am. And not just like in business, and not just in relationships, and not just in my wellness. Like I truly feel like, I don't feel like I figured it out, so don't take it the wrong way, but I truly feel like my whole life up until this point has been a routine. And now I truly feel like I'm starting to be into a rhythm, to where I'm not forcing it. You know, I'm not forcing businesses to accelerate. They're moving in that direction, because yes, I'm doing the work, but I'm not more focused on the work than I'm focused on my marriage. I'm not more focused on my work than I'm focused on my fitness. I'm not more focused on my business than I'm focused on my relationship. I'm not saying I'm feeding everything evenly, because that's a false statement. Nobody will ever do that. You'll never balance your life. But I feel like my life is in flow and it's in rhythm, to the point where when there is an area of my life that I feel like has a need, I can just kind of like shift into that direction to give my leadership. And that, you know, be it my kids or my business or whatever it be, I don't feel like I have to drop everything to go get something done. And so I guess really at the end of the day, is I'm really starting to figure out the protocol for, I don't want to say self-mastery, because I definitely haven't mastered myself, but the protocol for me to be able to personally develop myself at the same speed in the four components of my life that matter most. And that's my faith, my family, my finances, and my fitness.
Well, let's talk about all four and basically how important they all are. I know you well, and I know, you know, how important those four pillars are in your life. I know that basically every piece of content you put out or every message that you put out is you know, very intentional and very well thought out. I know that, you know, with your son, you know, we talk about this a lot when we're together on how intentional you are with your actions and, you know, like you said, speaking champion to him and really kind of getting him into the right headspace and understanding how you're molding his mind and how you're helping him mold his body. So let's kind of jump into it. Let's start at the top, you know, faith, how important, you know, what role is this? Let's just go to down to each pillar.
Let's do this, Kent. I definitely want to do that, but you kind of led me into like morning routine and faith and the things that we just talked about, you know, faith, family, fitness.
Right.
So for that, like, let's just start, like, how do you start your day? And I want to share with everybody how I start my son's day. So we're in this pandemic and, you know, I have five kids and we're homeschooling all of them. Right. Well, I had a little bit of, I guess I would call it a cheat sheet, because I've been homeschooling my son for the entirety of this school year. My son's 12, and we decided to call it Man Academy. And what we do in Man Academy is we civilize our mind, we make savage our body, and we awaken our spirit. So those are our three objectives: civilize your mind, make savage your body, and awaken your spirit. And the way that we're able to do that is we challenge our faith, we challenge our body, and we challenge our mind every single morning. And the way that I wake my son up, and I want everybody to listen to this, because the way I wake my son up is the way that we should be waking ourselves up. okay? When we talked about taking inventory at the beginning of this call, and if you missed it, really taking inventory is just being very mindful of the things you allow into your mind, the things you allow into your body, and the people that you allow in your space. That's inventory. So right now, the world is moving pretty slow. It's a good time to do inventory on the people in your life, the things that you're watching, the things that you're listening to. So the way that I wake my son up is I say the same thing to him every single morning, because when he's 22, I want this to be ringing in his brain. I put my hand on his chest, and I don't shake him hard, just a very subtle, I'll move on his chest and I'll say, "Wake up, champion. There's work to be done and there's gifts to develop." And that is just allowing my son to wake up knowing that he is a champion. And I believe that's one of the major issues with everybody right now, because the first thing we do is we wake up and we grab our phone, and instead of somebody speaking champion or playing audio that speaks champion over us, or getting on our knees and praying and declaring champion over our life and our family and our businesses, we look at the phone. And so we get an injection of fear. We get an injection of panic. We get an injection of there's not enough, scarcity. And what does that do? That just starts our day on the wrong foot. So what I choose to do is be very intentional with the way I wake myself up, the way I wake my son up. And I protect my brain. I protect my heart. I protect my soul. And I protect my stomach. So the foods that I'm eating, the things that I'm listening to, are freaking very intentional until 10 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., if I want to put 21 Savage on or Metallica or listen to Joe Rogan, I do it. But I'm very intentional until 10 a.m. So from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'm executing, bruh. You know what I mean? And that's Man Academy to me. So I'm civilizing my mind, not by putting fear into it, not by putting panic and scarcity into it. I'm putting champion in it. I'm putting abundance in it. I'm putting the word of God in my freaking brain. And I'm listening to audio clips of abundance. I'm listening to positivity. So then when I leave the house and I'm like, my alarm clock goes off and be like, it's Monday. Send 10 messages to 10 friends that God needs to speak to. I'm not sending them. I'm not having to like manufacture joy. I'm not having to manufacture that I care about that person, because I've taken care of myself. And I feel like so many entrepreneurs exchange taking care of themselves for taking care of their business. But who takes care of your business? You do. But you'll sacrifice yourself all day. You'll be accountable to your employees. You'll be accountable to your wife. You'll be accountable to your business. But you let yourself down every day.
That's powerful, brother. Powerful, powerful stuff. I couldn't have said it any better, dude. I love that routine. I love the idea.
That's why you brought me on here, man, because you can't say it better.
You're such a bitch. You know, I'm actually looking at the clock right now, because the over under was on 15 minutes on how long it would take for you to take that jacket off and start showing off, you know, your pecs.
No, you know what? I made Kent and his wife seem really nervous, because we got on here earlier to like make sure the mics worked and like that I wasn't an idiot and I had bad Wi-Fi or whatever. So after we found that out, I said, Kent, just so you know, I've got my Speedo on underneath here.
That was actually the over-under. Is he going to show up in the American flag Speedo?
And you know what, dude? Because Seema's there, and I want her to maintain her opinion of you, I'm keeping my clothes on.
Oh, dude, what are you kidding? Like, she's seen it on Instagram. What are you talking about? The entire free world has seen you in your Speedo.
They don't need reminders, man. I'm stocking my undies.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So dude, I love that message. Let's talk about your, switch gears here for a second, because you said something that I really want to do a little bit of a deep dive on. So many people sacrifice, especially in the entrepreneur space, we get into this mental headspace where we sacrifice our physical well-being, right? Our physical health, what we're eating, the stress levels that we're putting our body under, not exercising, et cetera. And I don't think a lot of people really appreciate the impact that has. You know, if you don't take care of this, then the rest of it just kind of can easily just go to shit. Talk about how important, I mean, I know this is a major, major factor in your life. So just let's kind of give some people some stuff that really matters here.
There was a quote that my mentor told me, and I feel like it's so good, man. give men something to respect and God something to work with. You know what I mean? And for me, giving God a business to work with ain't enough, because he didn't create you to create a business. He created you to be great. And so for me, how important is physical freaking fitness? When I walk into a room, I don't want to explain to every person in the room that I'm a hard worker. I don't want to explain to every person in the room that I have pride in my appearance. I don't want to explain to every person in the room that I'm disciplined or that I'll sacrifice or all these other character traits. I want to walk into a room and I want them to know that. And the way that they're going to know that is if you walk into a room confidently. And how are you going to walk into a room confidently? If you're comfortable on the skin that you're in. And it's crazy to me, because I mean, and I've been a part of this too. So it's not like I haven't sacrificed my body and almost had a freaking nervous breakdown because I didn't know how to be an entrepreneur. Like, I go from being a pro athlete to media, and not that things were easy, but those were like things that were maybe natural to me. I'm a natural athlete. I'm obviously naturally can talk all day. But building a business is freaking hard, man. There's so many different moving parts. And then like, hey, cool, you have a 7-figure business. The difference from 7 to 8 figures, guess what, Kent? I still haven't figured that out. Right. I've been really good at starting a business, get it to 7 figures, start another business, get it to 7 figures. I haven't figured out 8 figures, and you've already done 9. You know what I mean? And so my point to really sharing with all of you guys that is, we have one body. And if I told you, like if Uncle Kent said, hey guys, we're going to do a giveaway on this Facebook Live, and we're going to pick one person and they can have their dream car. Any car in the world that they want, oh, Uncle Kent's going to buy it for you. I guarantee you when Uncle Kent delivers that car to your house, you're going to wash it. But the deal is when Kent drops that off, that car, the only deal is that car has to last you for the rest of your life. I guarantee you that when Uncle Kent drops that off, you're going to wash it. You're going to wax. You're going to vacuum it out. You're going to balance the tires. You're only going to put the greatest fuel that money can buy in that tank, because that engine and the best oil that you, because that engine's got to carry you for the rest of your life. Like, how is that any different than our bodies? You know, we treat our bodies like an amusement park, and we're like, go through the drive-thru and just throw the garbage in the tank just so we'll keep going for the next 2 or 3 miles. But in the season that we're in right now, we have time to take inventory. You have time to go out and find people, be a blessing to somebody. You want to get freaking healthier? Go find one of these personal trainers that's out of freaking work. Go find a nutritionist that's out of freaking work. Go be a blessing to them and let them be a blessing to you. There's so many people out there right now that aren't taking action because they don't know where to start. And there's a lot of people out there that are praying that somebody needs help. You know what I mean? And so to be able to make the investment in your body for a return that's 10, 15, 20, 50 years down the road doesn't really seem like, you know, that's not something I want to wait for. But people don't realize that really only takes about 2 or 3 weeks for your body to start acclimating to a healthier lifestyle, and you'll start feeling the benefits in 14 to 21 days. So how many more days are we stuck at home, Kent? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's take some freaking action on some areas of our life that need attention. Take inventory and be freaking really real with yourself. I love it that so many people have come together on this call to seek wisdom and to seek guidance and to ask of people who have done what they want to do. And there's so many things that I haven't done, but I guarantee you this, I'm not going to sit around and wait till this thing is over to figure out who I want to help equip me for the reemergence. Cause that's really what this is going to be, Kent. When this thing is over, there's going to be people that the quarantine's going to be over, and then there's going to be other people that are going to mother flip and emerge from this thing. And I plan on that being me. And I'm sure that the reason that people are on this is they have the same game plan, but it's not enough for you to just sit here and hear words. You know what I mean? Like, you got to put some freaking action behind those words and make your mistakes now. And don't think you're going to get it perfect. Make your mistakes now during this quarantine. So by the time you get out of there, by the time we get out of this quarantine, man, it's like it's more of a rhythm and a routine. And it's less of a, oh God, I got to do this. No, you've already been doing it for 21 days. It's starting to become part of the DNA that you are.
I love it, dude. I love it. I look, you know, It is. I love the what you talked about. I mean, I love it all, but I love what you talked about at the beginning about walking into a room and having so much pride because it's really obvious the work that you put in. And I've been with you when that work's gone down, right? You and I've met more than a few times and have literally been, you know, going up and down those steps or going up and down those mountains. It's like, all right, we got to keep pushing. I mean, it was you that invited me. You know, I just had Jesse on here an hour ago. It was you, the one that like basically picked up the phone and called me and was like, dude, we're doing this. We're doing Jesse's Everest Summit 29029. I don't want to hear any of your pissing and moaning. Let's go. We're doing this. I mean, I love the fact that I just know that that's you through and through. Like everything about you is extremely intentional in every area of your life, right? Even if you're just at the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey and you know, I know that your commitment to it is ultimately that I'll get it figured out because it's so evident in every other area of your life, right? I mean, look at you for 5 minutes on Instagram. You're like, dude, this guy's a machine. This guy will sit there and pay his dues day after day, rain or shine. It doesn't matter. He'll do whatever he's got to do to make sure that he's taking care of his body, that he's making sure that he's taking care of his faith, that he's making sure he's taking care of his family. And so there's no doubt in my mind that you're going, I mean, that you will get everything you've ever wanted because to your point, when you walk into a room, and I've just never thought about it like that. It's very, very obvious. Like this dude plays full out. I love that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I feel like, man, we only got one time to do this thing. And my to-do list is so much longer than my to-not-do list, you know? Like, there's probably not too many times that you can call me with an idea to go do with me where I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm really not into that. I want to experience everything. Like, to me, like Jesse, you said it. Like, Jesse, I got to spend 5 days. I lived with Jesse. And I went and stayed at Wim Hof. If anybody knows who Wim Hof is like this crazy ice man. He's 62 years old, and he's created this revolution of like breathing techniques called the Wim Hof breathing technique. So I went and lived at his house with Jesse Itzler and Lewis House, and Aubrey Marcus and Humble the Poet and a bunch of people to learn this science from Wim Hof. And it was just such an incredible experience to spend that time with Jesse, because that's what Jesse said. That's the reason he was there. He's like, dude, I'm the oldest person here. Cause we were all like in our 30s, you know? And Jesse's like, I'm the oldest person here, man. But here's the deal. You only get one opportunity to do life. I'm 51 years old. And if I'm lucky, I've got like 30, 35 more summers left in my life. You'll never have another opportunity to come live at Wim Hof's house. I'm going to do it. And so that really kind of stirred up for me, really kind of recalibrated how I choose to live my life. Relationships over the past year have been an incredible priority for me. And so I've chosen to really kind of shift that into making a commitment with my wife, with my family, that I'm not going to buy anything over $1,000 for 1 year unless it involves learning, relationships, and experiences. So example, you said, and I'm honored by it and I receive it, that I'm so intentional. Physical fitness is super important to me, right? So I think for the people listening is like, if you want to get ninja intentional with your life, it's about taking the things that are really important to your life and finding a way to marry them together. Adventure is an incredibly important thing to me. Physical fitness and challenging myself is an incredible important thing to me. And relationships are an incredibly important thing to me. And so I decided, hey, dude, I can combine all of those things and really create the atmosphere for Kent and I to grow a really, really deep, meaningful relationship, like massive acceleration, years of acceleration in 3 days. Because I feel like I got 5 years of experiences in 5 days when I went and stayed with Wim Hof. And so I'm just telling you what my game plan is with you, Kent. I admire you so much and I want to learn from you so much and I love to be with you so much that I am orchestrating a way for me to be friends with you for 10 years in the course of 3 days.
I love that, dude.
Because I'm going to get adventure. I'm going to get to push myself. I'm going to get to use my superpower of encouraging you and getting you to go farther than you ever thought you could go. And there's going to be conversations and things that you'll share and I'll share because we'll be hiking for 36 hours straight up a mountain we're going to get to know each other incredibly well. And that was my intentionality for inviting you to go do that with me, because I want to learn. I love to be with you. I love adventure. I love relationship, and I love experience.
Dude, I love that.
That's how you get ninja with intentionality.
I love that, brother. That's awesome. That is awesome. Talk to me for a minute. Talk to me about, let's talk about the Wim Hof thing for about 5 or 6 minutes. Tell people exactly what went down when you were there, and how did that all play out? I mean, there's some people have seen the Netflix special on Wim Hof, a lot haven't. Kind of talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so if you don't know who Wim Hof is, Wim Hof is this Dutch dude that, long story short, like 40 years ago, he had three kids. His wife kissed him goodbye, left for work, and ended up jumping off of like the 8th story of a building, committing suicide. So it was just Wim and his three kids. And Wim was an old school dad. Like, he didn't know how to parent, right? And so they ended up in a church monastery and like an orphanage type of thing. And the only thing that would give Wim Hof any type of relief was when he would jump into this cold water. And so some type of freaky kind of way, he developed a breathing technique that you do that allows you to turn off the emotional part of your brain and then to be able to almost supercharge the cognitive part of your brain. And so when I went and stayed with Wim Hof for 5 days, he took us through the cold water immersion where we went up into ice water up to our neck. That was like, we cracked the ice and then got into it. So it was probably 32, 33 degrees for 10 minutes like this, doing this breathing protocol. But I'll tell you what, man, like, I've been on a lot of different cold tubs during my NFL career, but the people that went on that trip with us weren't pro athletes. They were, you know, Lewis House, he's got a podcast. They were Aubrey Marcus. He's got a big podcast. He's a supplement company owner. They had Matthew Hussey, that's a dating expert. They had Humble the Poet, that's a New York Times bestseller. So my point is, these dudes weren't used to that type of training. And we got into the water. I thought I was going to do amazing. Those guys were so much better than the cold immersion than what I was. And it's not about being good or bad, but I was actually really humbled on that trip because I thought I was going to be this big badass, like teaching everybody and encouraging everybody. And God sent me on this trip to be the great encourager. No, dude, I was humbled so greatly in that moment. But when we were talking about, you know, 5 years of memories in 5 days, there's something really special and something supernatural that happens to the human spirit when you go through something that physically defeats you. You know, when you're broken, beaten, and defeated, and you feel like you have nothing less and there's nothing you can do to keep going. That's why I want to take you on that trip to 29029, because I've done it before and I experienced that. And to be able to experience it with somebody when you're broken, beaten, and defeated, and you feel like it's nothing that somebody can say or nothing you could eat that you can go farther, and it's just you and God, man. And so I believe doing really, really difficult physical challenges with yourself, either on a daily basis or like something like this, you know, 2 times a year, to be really just to challenge yourself, to connect you kind of closer to your faith, whatever your faith may be. And it allows you to prove something to yourself that you have more inside of you than what you realize physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I was able to experience that when I went on the trip to Poland. And it really just really reconfirmed what I felt like kind of like my life principles for 2020 are. And that's relationships, learning, and experiences. And I decided to not waste any money buying, you know, anything else. I want to learn, man. I want to learn how to scuba dive. I want to learn how to climb mountains. I want to learn how to play pickleball. I want newness, man. You know?
I love that, brother. I love that. I know that that you and I got the opportunity to spend some time together right after you got back. And I mean, you were on cloud 9. On cloud 9, after you had basically jumped into freezing water for minutes on end, repeatedly, after you basically climbed a mountain in your freaking Speedo, how long were you out there climbing the mountain in the snow?
It was 12 of us, and we went on, it was Mount Snezka in Poland. And part of the training was after he taught us how to do all this breathing and took us into, you know, the cold rivers and did the immersion. Now, and that was only for 10 minutes. Now it was time for cold exposure for long period of time. And so it was a 4-hour hike. It ended up being about 4.6 miles out up Mount Snezka. And the last hour, the last ascent, and this is real talk, not an exaggeration. We have videos of it and everything. It was 55 mile an hour winds, and we were in our underwear, and we had like a backpack, and we had spikes on our feet. And so we're doing this breathing protocol. It's 55 mile an hour winds, and it's not America. So there's no, like, it's not safe, dude. And there's no helicopter that's going to come get you, you know? So just think about it. If something bad would have happened, there would have been like 12, like, kind of semi-popular people that just would have been gone. Oh. So we're holding on to this chain. So you have gloves on, you have a hat on, you have shoes and spikes, and then I had my American flag Speedos. We're doing this breathing protocol, 3.5 hours up, or four hours up this thing, 4.6 miles. The last hour of it was 55 mile an hour winds, and it was -4 Celsius. So...
oh my God.
I don't know. That's like 18 degrees. So it was really cold, but the wind was the thing that was the worst. And so I had like a backpack that had strings hanging off of it. And it was so cold that it was like the wind would whip the strings and it would like cut my skin. It was so bad, dude.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this. When you do something like that, it's like NFL training camp, Kent. Nobody wants to go to NFL training camp. You get paid $200 a day in NFL training camp. Nobody wants to be there, but they're there for something bigger than themselves. They're there to make the team. They're there to win a Super Bowl. And that kind of like that camaraderie, brotherhood, that's what the Poland trip felt like to me, because we were all battling together and we all needed the guy to our left and our right. A, so we didn't fall off the mountain, but B, because we needed his human spirit to be attached to our human spirit, because we knew that we weren't enough.
Dude. That's amazing. I mean, but like you said, I mean, it's investing in experiences, it's investing in education. I mean, experiences like that, that's a trip of a lifetime. You'll literally be talking about that for the rest of your life. You'll share that story 1,000 more times and inspire millions of people to get out of their shell and get, you know, just like Jesse was talking about on the last time, get, you know, very uncomfortable by pushing your body and your mind and your spirit further than you even know is possible, right? I mean, we've all heard it and seen it. Guys, if you're digging on this, do me a favor, go in the comments and give me a hell yeah. Give Steve a hell yeah. And also, if you got a question for him, go ahead and put it over there. We're in probably the last 10 minutes, so I don't want to be really respectful of his time. So, we can keep going here. So, Steve, what are you working on now? I mean, basically, we got this. I kind of know where your head's at right now, but from an entrepreneurial endeavor, I know that you were talking, we were talking a little earlier about trying to really help inspire some people right now, kind of give them, you know, do a big give here and really get some people, you know, kind of, like I said, out of their own heads and into a good place right now.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, it's kind of been, you know, I wasn't really aiming for it to be, but it's really kind of been the theme of our conversation has been relationships. And one thing in my own business that I'm doing, even before all this craziness happened, is about 9 months ago, I really felt not God to call me away from supplements and fitness, because that's always going to be a cornerstone habit for me. I'm always going to take care of myself. But I just felt like, A, I had more to give, and B, God wanted me to do more. And so 9 months ago, I stepped into more men's leadership coaching, coaching CEOs, you know, essentially the same way, with the same type of protocol and the same type of approach that I'm mentoring and raising my son, you know, waking up every single day and explaining to CEOs how I'm waking my son up, and they're doing the same things in their life. And so for me to be able to get into men's leadership and then into men's coaching, and then for something like this to happen, I'm building things right now, but now I'm actually pivoting a lot of the things that I was going to do, because I want to serve, you know, kind of like we were talking about at the beginning of our time together. It's, I believe the more we step up as leaders right now and serve people what they need in the fashion that they need it, they will become lifetime customers and they will take care of us financially. And that's great and everything, but what are we doing for them right now? And so one thing I do with my son every single morning is we civilize our mind, we make savage our body, and we awaken our spirit. And we do that. I call it Man Academy. So we do a devotional every morning for 20 minutes. And then we do a high intensity body weight workout. And then I do a mobility and a flexibility, kind of like an athlete's version of yoga afterwards. And he FaceTimed his best friend, and his best friend, his dad was a guy that I played with. So one of my best friends and teammates, my son, is best friends with his son. So they FaceTimed the last 3 days. We did a devotional together. We worked out together, and then we did, you know, our athletic yoga afterwards. And my son has just had such a fun time being the leader of that, because I've led him through Man Academy up until this point. And I had a conversation with him. I'm like, Ace, he's 12 years old. I said, what do you think about maybe sharing some of our special time, you know, with Marquise and Marquise Jr.? And he's like, oh man, I'd love that, because that's been a very, very special time with my son and I for the last 30 weeks, you know, from 6 a.m.
Right.
But right now, I believe what we're doing together, and to be able to create a Zoom for people to join in and do the devotional with us, to be able to work out with us, to be encouraged by my son, to be led by my son. I just think it's awesome for my son to be able to lead, but also to be able to see me struggling. You know, like, I don't like freaking doing burpees, dude. I'm 240 pounds. And everywhere I go, my son sees men like, oh dude, you know, kind of like with you, like, oh, you're such a badass and you're this and you're that. And so my son thinks that, like, he'll never be able to be like me. He doesn't see me struggle, because I've worked and disciplined myself that, like, most normal things aren't that difficult for me, you know, because I've built myself up. But when I do burpees, those break me in half. And for my son to be able to not beat me, but for him to be able to see me struggle doing something that's easy for him, I believe builds his self-confidence in who he is. And at the end of the day, I'm not trying to do Man Academy so my son can be big and strong. I'm trying to do Man Academy with my son so he starts to firmly believe in who he is, what his gifts are, and the fact that, you know, he might have dyslexia, he might have ADD. I have extreme ADHD, but I've been able to build a life that is a weapon for me and not something that holds me back. And so I guess my offer is, like, anybody that's interested in doing that, go over to my social media at Weatherford5. My cell phone's in my bio. Text me. And what I'm going to do is 8 a.m. every single weekday next week, starting on Monday, we're going to do a devotional, and we're going to work out, and we're going to do mobility and flexibility together. The entire duration is going to be 90 minutes. I'm already doing this in my own life. And essentially what I'm doing is turning the FaceTime into a Zoom and inviting 300 people that want more out of their life, that want to change the way that they're thinking, that want to push through some limitations, that want to do it with people. We're in freaking quarantine, man. This is about relationship. Nobody wants to do burpees, but I'll guarantee you this. If I know you're watching me, I'm not cheating. And I'm hoping that the same thing counts for you. So when you get a text message from me at 8 a.m., all you got to do is click the link and listen to the devotional, go grab your shoes, your water bottle, your yoga mat, because that's all that you need. So that, to me, in my mind, is like the greatest way that I feel like I can serve right now, because A, I'm able to combine the things that I love the most: learning, relationships, and freaking experiences. It would be an experience to work out with 300 people on Zoom. So that's what we're going to do on Monday. If there's any other information, man, just slide up in my DM.
So say the say how they get to your Instagram handle one more time, Steve.
@Weatherford5. Yep. @Weatherford5. So yeah, just go over to Instagram. And the way that you're going to get the information is go to my social media. But I need you to text that number, because that's how I'm going to send you the link and the reminder at 8 a.m. every morning next week. And I'm committing to doing this for the next 5 days. And then at the end of the next 5 days, we'll see where we're at with the quarantine. And so really the encouragement to everybody is, you're not committing to 30 days of working out with Steve. And if my only request is, if you reserve one of these 300 spots, please show up. You're only committing to 5 days. Show up, do the work, and then make another commitment to yourself at the end of that week for another 5 days. Take it one week at a time. And honestly, I feel like in the quarantine right now, that's really all people really need to do mentally. Just be where your feet are at. Like, yes, it's good to make plans for when we come out of this thing, but at the end of the day, be where your feet at. take care of what you can take care of, and things will work out for the best.
Brother, I love you. I appreciate you doing this for me. It means the world to me. Guys, do me a favor. Let Steve know over in the comments how much you loved our discussions here today. Steve, we're going to make sure that everybody hooks up with you on Weather 5 on Instagram. And obviously, brother,
Thank you, man.
Peace.
I love you, man. Take care, brother. We'll see you guys. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for keeping your clothes on. See ya.
Hey, thanks again for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten signed up yet with one of our award-winning products, I would invite you to go to reww.com. Check it out. Whether you're looking for advice on entrepreneurship, you're just looking for access to our Real Estate Investing Academy, whether you want to attend one of our upcoming live events, everything you need is right there. Plenty of videos, plenty of free training, plenty of access to software and tools that will help you to become a really successful real estate investor. Again, everything is right on the site at reww.com. You can also check us out at kempclothier.com.